Your Steve Jones Show podcast will start shortly. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Brewers Outlet, your beverage supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Happy Friday, everybody. Great to be with you. Training camp almost over for the Nittany Lions. Today is the final day of two-a-days. They will scrimmage tomorrow. They then have a situational scrimmage on Tuesday. And then they have to make the big move. And the big move, remember, they won't practice on Monday because it's the first day of classes. But the big move happens next week. Who goes to scout team? Who stays, quote, with the game group? That's the big move next week. We're 2 weeks away from the start of high school football season. It's 2 weeks from tonight. Shikellamy will open against the Redskins.
Who's going to be quarterbacking for the Redskins, though?
I need the doors open for you guys. I really do. And
The door's open at quarterback the way it sounds right now, too, because they can't protect anybody.
No. That's a big problem for them.
Ken Marangolo from Hogs Haven will be joining us on Monday to chat more about that.
Good. I look forward to that very much because I don't know what's going on there.
It looks like RG3 has a concussion and a shoulder injury now.
Yeah, he's got both. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. At first, it was just concussion. Now they've added shoulder injury. I guess he went down, three times in the first series?
Yes, he did. Oh, man.
If you're the offensive line coach right now, you're doing one of two things. You're either running your offensive line or you're looking for a new job, because if you're paying a quarterback that much money and he's getting hit that many times in the preseason, things are not looking good for you.
Now, I didn't watch it, so I don't know, were there hits that were, right away, can't make a play, did he hold the ball too long? I mean, I'd have to watch it to know.
Well, the one play that I saw, the guard just got bull rushed. I mean, literally bull rushed, and it was about 2 seconds at best before RG3 had a chance to even do anything. I mean, it was literally a three-step drop, and then they were on top of him.
Not good. How about that for simple analysis?
That would be a very... And the worst part is, you're in trouble when you're getting tackled by two defensive linemen in a four-man front, and there are three linemen now looking over top of the quarterback who's now crushed underneath a defensive lineman. That's a bad sign.
Sure.
As Coach Hort would say, that's a lookout block where the linemen turn around and go, look out!
Oh, boy. Wow. All right. Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews. Kevin's already made several stops to that. Snacks. Soft drinks, water. They roast the peanuts fresh and hot every day. And the pickle bar is second to none. It's all at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. More fun Little League news.
Oh, boy.
I mean, can they escape? Can they escape anything?
It doesn't seem like it. This time it's a conduct issue.
Every year, something happens there. I mean, they can't get through one of these things without having to put out a press release. It's not good. Little League International Tournament Committee has suspended Victor Bernabe, the coach of the Caribbean Region Champions from Los Bravos Little League in Santiago, Dominican Republic, for a violation of Little League International conduct standards. The Little League International Tournament Committee is currently reviewing the situation, and Mr. Bernabe is suspended until further notice.
fabulous. The tournament goes on.
Although there's no explanation, which they don't really have to, but there's no explanation on what it was, nor have I seen anything about what it was that was a violation of this code.
No, don't know.
I don't know if it obviously it did not happen in a media conference or a news conference, because if that were the case, we would have known about it, but no word at all on exactly what it was, where it was, or how it happened.
So that's the story there. The games actually get going. They postponed last night. But today, beautiful weather. In fact, the weather all next week for the Little League tournament, gorgeous. Kevin, topics of the day. Let's see. We'll start with this one. Who gets more attention, Tebow or Manziel? That actually has a two-part answer. If you're in Philadelphia, it needs to be Tim Tebow. Every single team, every fan base of a team really does want to know about every position on their team. You get to that final preseason game, which nationally people consider worthless, but the local true fan is saying, okay, who are the last four or five guys going to make my team here?
Now, wait a minute. Are you serious or sarcastic here?
What are you talking about? I said real fans of a team like watching the last preseason game because they want to know who are the last four or five guys who are going to make the team.
Okay.
And where they might play. Local fans want to know who their third string quarterback is. I'm talking about in-depth local fans want to know who their third-string quarterback is.
Okay.
Steeler fans are very intent on knowing the ups and downs of Landry Jones. They get upset about Landry Jones. He is, in reality, he's the third quarterback. And Steeler fans know all about him, pro and a lot of con. You would expect Eagle fans to be the same way about their third quarterback as Matt Barkley battles Tim Tebow. Nationally, Manziel's the much bigger story. And the reason nationally Manziel should be the much bigger story is he actually is battling to be one of the 32 starting quarterbacks in the NFL. He actually has a chance on seat. Tim Tebow is not battling for the starting job with the Philadelphia Eagles. He's battling to be the third quarterback for the Philadelphia Eagles. Thus, it is of deep local interest, just like it would be with most third quarterbacks of teams. Nationally, though, Manziel needs to be the bigger story because Manziel is now actually legitimately battling to be one of the 32 starting quarterbacks in the league. So it's a different animal because one is battling for the top and the other one isn't. So, there's a new game ball for the Nittany Lions this year. What is different, and what do the players think? They snap it, they catch it, they throw it, they run with it. We're done.
But there is a new game ball. It's a different style design. That's what I was asking. Is it a style design? Yeah. What's different about it?
It's got a swoosh on it. I mean,
that's not different.
They're all the same.
I bet if you talk to Christian Hackenberg, he would not say that the footballs are all the same.
What do you want me to say about it? It's a football.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I'm just asking, what's the difference? What is the change? I mean, are there more dimples on this one than on the last one? I was just curious what's different.
All I know is that I've watched him throw and he's throwing it great, and I've watched them catch it and they're catching it well.
Well, that's good news.
Appears to be 2-3 pounds slightly underinflated. No, I'm just kidding.
You beat me to that one. I was just going to say, I'm wondering, are there more dimples on this one? Is it smoother? Is it rougher? Is it less inflated?
I don't know. They all look the same to me. I saw that story come up on GoPSU Sports. I bypassed it. I'm like, next. Didn't even read it. Didn't read it, didn't listen to it, any of that stuff. To me, it would be a difference if, for example, I was watching guys fumble the ball a lot in practice. I was watching guys drop a lot of balls in practice. And it's something Christian Hackenberg's actually had a little trouble with the last couple of years. There have been times where he's dropped back and he's dropped the ball. He hasn't dropped the ball one time in the preseason.
Well, maybe this ball's a positive thing then. Maybe this is a good change and not a bad change. That's what I was looking for.
I don't know.
I mean, you see an awful lot of footballs being thrown and caught, and I thought if there was something different, that you may have seen that. Obviously, you've seen it better, which is good.
Yeah, I think it's better because they're more experienced. I don't think it has anything to do with the football. I just think they're all on the same page this year.
Which also is a good thing.
I think I told the BTN guys today, and I'll say it here, this is the best training camp I've seen Penn State have since 2008. Now, the 2018, Dave Revson and I were talking a little bit today about this. And I said, you know, he says, okay, what are you seeing? And I said, I think it's the best camp since 2008. And he says, all right, you know, he says, why? And I said, well, because of the athleticism. There's more depth. There's more competition. I said the A team was a little different because there was a little bit less to do because you had so many veteran guys. So there's not as much teaching with the A team as you're going to have teaching with this team. But this is the best camp I've seen since 2008. You had it when they took over the program in January of last year. Penn State had one player run a sub 4.540. They now have 13 guys.
Yeah, I heard you talking to Dwight Gault last night on the coach's show, and you were and he mentioned that. And one of the things I wanted to ask you today, and I didn't put it on the rundown, sorry, but what is it that makes guys faster? What? Am I missing something? But what makes them faster from one year to the next? What have they done differently that have made them faster this year than they were last year? Or was he just referring to the fact that overall the team has more recruited faster players?
Recruiting.
See, I took it the way that there was something in the strength and conditioning program that actually made them faster as well.
Sure. I mean, you can shave off time by what they're doing because, you know, some guys have shaved weight. Other guys have built muscle mass that's allowed them to be faster. Saeed Blacknall bench presses 400 pounds. That's a wide out. That's not a down lineman.
Wow.
Right. But, you know, you've recruited guys that come in and have that kind of speed. Brandon Polk is like lightning. Barkley, you know, recruited in. Grant Haley recruited in. It didn't go from 1 to 13 from last year's training camp, okay? It went from 1 to 13 from testing in January of 2014 to now, before the first freshman group, which is now sophomores, got in. There was an injection of speed with that group. There's an injection of speed with this current group. And now, of the 78 scholarship players you have, you've got 13 that are running under 4.5. It makes a big difference. It makes a huge difference. Now, part of it is strength and conditioning, but the majority part is that you recruited speed. And you have to have it now. It has to be across the board. The game has changed. The safety now is an outside linebacker. An outside linebacker in the old days is now a defensive end. A defensive end in the old days is now a defensive tackle. They all can run. And strength and conditioning programs are done in such a way now that when you make the moves of these individuals, they are big enough to play while maintaining the speed they had before, if not enhancing it just a bit. That should have made the rundown. Your other stuff here is just, I mean, the game ball thing.
I like the game ball question.
You're thinking too much.
Again, never has been an issue in my life prior to this moment. So I don't know what you're talking about.
We're going to talk with Tony DeFazio, Pittsburgh Sports Reporter. I think he's scheduled up today, right? And
he is.
Got Charlie Wilmoth, MLBtrading.com coming up today as well. We'll come back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
The best get-togethers start with a trip to the beverage supermarket, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury. Why? Because Brewers Outlet has not only a great selection of beer, including imports and microbrews, but also a lot more. Brewers Outlet has water, soda, they roast their peanuts every day, and you can't forget about stopping by the pickle bar. Look for great deals on wine coolers and all your favorite snacks. Before you enjoy those special times with family and friends, make your visit first to the beverage supermarket, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury.
All right, welcome back. High school football starts 2 weeks from tonight. How excited are you?
Scrimmage one weekend underway in 3 hours.
You already told me you're blowing it off, right?
Dave Ritchie will be attending, and will update everything I need to know. And this is a big weekend. It's opening scrimmage weekend. It's Pocono IndyCar weekend. I'm gonna put some miles on this weekend. It's almost gonna be a Steve Jones mileage weekend.
Wow. I actually have nothing this weekend.
Not even baseball?
No. Next baseball game is Monday night.
Well, you can meet me, you know, just hop off at the Danville exit. There's a park and ride there. We'll head up to Pocono together for the next 2 days. Just, this thing still working?
I don't have anything this week.
Sunday, we're getting up. The parking lot opens at 6. We'll be there by 7, no later. Green flag at 2:30 or thereabouts.
Okay.
Do a little tailgating.
I'm really busy this weekend.
But you're going to miss Fanfare.
Fam what?
Fest.
You couldn't pay me to go to Fan Fest of anything.
There's a lot of cool free stuff that they hand out at Fan Fest. I got a lot of nice sunblock there. Comes in handy.
Well, the sunblock's fine. I'm good with sunblock. You need sunblock. You really do.
Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket, imports, domestics, microbrews. Did I happen to mention beer? Beautiful August weekend. You like to kick back at the end of the day and have a nice, refreshing beverage. Soft drinks, water, snacks. They roast the peanuts fresh and hot every day. Bags are right there at the registers. And the pickle bar is second to none all at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. And I'm in the Sunbury Motors studio, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Key Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. Kevin had to turn in his vehicle. It was actually sold this week, I believe.
Yeah, they actually called for it early in the week because somebody saw the 2015 Edge Titanium and said, that's the vehicle I want. And I understand why. After driving it a few days with that Bliss option available, that's the blind spot information system that lights up a little light on the rear view mirror on the passenger or driver's side. If you're going to make a turn and somebody's in the blind spot with cross traffic alert, the sensors all the way around the vehicle, front and rear camera, remote start, the 110 power outlet, all included with the option package in this particular titanium edition. And then you throw in the fact that the gas mileage is averaging 26 to 27 miles to the gallon with a 2.0-liter EcoBoost engine. I could see why you'd want to make sure you pick up that 2015 Edge Titanium. They still have some SEs in stock for 2015 and Sports in stock at 2015 as well. And they all have 0% financing for 72 months plus $1,000 in your pocket as well. At Sunbury Motors, talk to Corey and the folks at Sunbury Motors in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza. Also there is Lincoln and Hyundai. And Kia is on routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
Scheduled today to have Tony DeFazio and to have Charlie Wilmus. Still trying to get a hold of Tony right now, so we may have to make some adjustments in the schedule here as we go through. But I just want to make sure you know we're going to talk to Charlie about he's with MLBTrading.com, and we're going to talk to him in part about the Utley trade and so forth. Yeah, because I know in reading his material, he thinks the Phillies did well and maxed out on the Utley trade.
Well, I hope he's right.
But I said that yesterday, though, Kevin. Again, they maxed out on, I think, what they could have received in the deal based on the current circumstances. Utley's trade value dramatically dropped with poor performance and injuries this year. And now the question is, what could they get? I felt they maxed out on it, but it's not a game changer. Hamels, I think they almost maxed out on Hamels. They've been able to somehow pry one of those two prized outfielders away from the Rangers. They would have absolutely maxed out. The Hamels trade should have more impact on the future of the Phillies than the Utley trade, but that doesn't mean the Utley trade didn't help. I think the Utley trade does help, but it's not. I don't think there's a chance for a dynamic impact there, but I think there's an impact. And based on his poor performance this year, coupled with his injuries, I think what they could get for him, Ruben Amaro, I think got the max for him at this stage. And that's to be fair to all around, to Chase Utley, to the Phillies, to the Dodgers. I mean, I think they actually did max out on that trade. Just my thought going through it, that they maxed out on it. I don't think they could have received more than they received. And you may end up getting a couple of functional players out of this that are going to help. So that's what just going through that. Ethan sent a very thoughtful email about. Ethan sent me an email about what I was talking about the other day with the NLRB. And when I was talking about that, he brought up how I say sports is always a business and so forth, and he feels that, you know, football, men's basketball players don't get compensated because of how they fuel the coffers of the athletic department. And there's no question that football and men's basketball do fuel the coffers of the athletic department. Remember, though, too, that athletic departments are nonprofit, are not-for-profit organizations. This is not a case of a profit being made at their expense. This is a case of getting money, and then that allows you to have the other 29 sports. It allows you to have a wrestling program. It allows you to have a women's soccer program. It allows you to have a men's soccer, a men's volleyball, a women's volleyball program. And Ethan is correct that a lot of responsibility is put on the performance of football in particular, but also men's basketball. He's absolutely correct in that. So that is the business of sports, because they need the money to fund everything else. And these are unfunded federal mandates when it comes to Title IX. But it is not a for-profit business. Most athletic departments do lose money across the country. Most athletic departments are not of the model of Penn State, which is a model of autonomy from the rest of the university. Most of the other athletic departments in the country, not all, but most are connected in the university and take some university funds, which includes some state funds as well. Baylor has a big problem right now, a huge problem, and that is Sam Owachu and his violent past. Art Briles was asked point blank today if he knew about the violent past of Sam Owachu at Boise State. And he said no. He said the only reason he transferred to Baylor and he accepted is because he was depressed. Unfortunately for him, Chris Peterson, who's now the Washington coach, said he informed Briles about why the defensive end was dismissed from Boise State. And today, he said, I thoroughly apprised Coach Briles of the circumstances surrounding Sam's disciplinary record and dismissal, Peterson said. On whether Boise State informed Baylor of Sam Owachu's violent incidents, which include that against a woman, I believe it was his girlfriend at the time. Briles said, quote, no, that's not true. Lord, no, there's no truth. Find out who informed us and talk to them, please. But let's talk football. Let's talk about football. I'm through talking about that because I've been advised not to, really. But I want to clear a little bit of the air. Anything about football? Aguachus was found guilty Thursday of sexually assaulting a former Baylor women's soccer player at his Waco apartment. He said the encounter was consensual. The defensive end transferred from Boise in 2013 after being dismissed for unspecified reasons, but never played for Baylor. He was eligible in 13 and suspended in 14. A Baylor official testified the school investigated the woman's complaint, but didn't find enough evidence to move forward. Obviously they got a big problem here. It's not as if, I mean, why would Chris Peterson deliberately try to get Art Briles in trouble? He asked him, he said, yeah, I told him what the deal was. I told him why we dismissed him. It's a big problem. It's a big issue. And that's one of the problems that we're having today in sports. There's just so many big issues going on. Every time you turn around, big issues that have to be dealt with all the time. It's either a name that sticks out that really isn't important to winning or losing, or it is stuff such as this. I mean, let's take, for example, CBS Sportsline, Kevin's online Bible. What, no snicker?
I did. I just didn't have the microphone on so you could hear it.
Yeah. Peterson, Briles was told about player's past. Ex-cheerleader gets weekends in jail for rape. Those are the first two stories. Okay? Tiger tries to stay close at Wyndham. How about who's winning? Okay, now, Griffin battered by a lion suffers a concussion. Legitimate story. Giants land outfield help in getting Bird from Reds. Legitimate story. Darius, unhappy with Bill's contract. Kelly, excited about Tebow's growth. Rousey's next fight is January 2nd. These are the headlines? I mean, I realize we don't break down games when we talk about business models and so forth. I think things that are big picture items, because there are a lot of, for example, we have a lot of wrestling fans in this area, right? Fair enough.
I would say that would be fair.
Right. Okay. Well, when I talk about business models, the business model I talk about allows wrestling to exist on the collegiate level. If it is left out there on its own, it will not exist. It won't. Women's basketball left out there on its own won't exist. That's why I talk about business models and TV contracts and so forth, because they don't just affect football and men's basketball. You know, the domino umbrella effect in the socialistic model of what sports is, all right, allows you to have a wrestling program, allows you to go out there. Hey, because if these individual sports were left to their own devices and you just ran it as a pure business, you will have football and men's basketball. You will not have any of the other sports because financially they can't make it. Financially, they can't make it. So that's why we talk about the importance of the TV contracts, filling a stadium, filling an arena, TV contract in that, you know, that covers that sport. That's why we talk about that, because it allows you to have opportunities across the board. That's where it comes from. So that's why we'll talk about the business of sports. We'll talk about DraftKings, for example, which I did a big deal on last week. And you notice this week it's come up now. Now it's come up nationally this week. We talked about it the week before about, does it skirt the line? Murray Chass wrote an entire column on DraftKings this week. How close is it skirting the line with gambling? We'll talk about that because there are people in our area that use DraftKings, that get involved. It's a high-powered fantasy league. High-powered fantasy. But you have to put money into it. And you have to put sometimes a decent amount of coin into it to make it work. And, you know, we've talked about that because that affects what you do. But, like, this other stuff... You know, RG3's concussion, legitimate story. You're talking about one of the 32 starting quarterbacks in the league, guy who got off to a great start, who has really struggled, and now the struggles continue, and it's a concussion in a game. Huge issue. That's why you need to talk about it. It's going to affect the games that you watch. And there are plenty of Redskins fans out there. And has this opened the door for Kirk Cousins again to get one more chance at seizing the moment? All right, legitimate story. Johnny Manziel, legitimate story. Could be the starting quarterback in Cleveland. Josh McCown threw two picks last night. McCown is still considered today to be the starter. But Manziel, for the second straight game, played well. Again, that affects the games that you watch. But this other stuff... This other stuff just, it doesn't register with me. Now, whether Art Briles knew about Awachu or not, he'd have to know. All you got to do is Google him. He'd have to know. And... and just talking to him, I mean, why would they sugarcoat it for him? Why wouldn't another coach sugarcoat it for another coach? Chris Peters is going to sugarcoat him. You got to tell him straight out, look, he's got this issue, this issue, this issue. There are only X amount of coaches out there, and he's not competing against Baylor. He's at Washington. He's not competing against Baylor. So why, you know, what would he have to not tell him what the deal is? I mean, I already know, obviously, a lot about the two players from Penn State that transferred to Baylor. Both of them had problems here. Both Phil Taylor and, who's now with the Browns, and Sean Oakman. mean, the Baylor has, to me, I've always kind of, you know, as this thing played out and I saw who they took, it kind of showed me, like, you know, they don't give me the land a second chance thing. Hey, now you're talking about, like, things I know. Okay. I'm not looking at it from the outside looking in, or on a couple players, okay? They got a problem. And it's not a small problem.
We'll come back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
0-66.
The winning play is at Sunbury Motors Kia. 0% financing for 66 months. Sunbury Motors Kia has the winning play with 0% APR financing for 66 months. Why pay interest when you can drive away in any new Kia with 0% financing? Choose from 2015 Kia Fortes, Optima, Souls, Cadenzas, Sedonas, Sportages, and 2016 Serenos. Sunbury Motors Kia has every color and every option available. Plus, every new Kia comes with a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Ask yourself, why pay interest on a new vehicle? Come to Sunbury Motors Kia now and pay 0% APR for 66 months. Owning a brand new Kia is more affordable than ever at Sunbury Motors Kia on the Strip in Hummel's Wharf and at sunburymotors.com.
0-66.
Tax financing to well-qualified customers through KMF. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
High school football 2 weeks from tonight. College football 2 weeks from tomorrow. I'll be going to the team's scrimmage that I cover tomorrow. What are you going to be doing?
I'm going to a scrimmage as well tomorrow.
Do you cover the team?
Yes, actually it is part of the coverage area, yeah.
Fraud.
What? It's part of the coverage area, yes.
Everybody knows what I mean. Don't snow them.
I have no idea what you're talking about. I mean, I got a lot of teams to cover, so you know, I try to make sure I get to know everybody.
They're a team you do the play-by-play for?
In the stands, yeah. I will occasionally break out into that. Yeah.
Oh, brother.
No, it is not a team I do play-by-play for. You didn't ask that, though, did you?
I did.
Yeah, now.
And you said.
But you didn't before. You said, is it a team you cover? Yeah, we cover them every Friday night.
Oh, boy.
Along with several other area teams as we run down the scoreboard.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right.
And it actually does, count as preparatory work for a game that is a little further down the schedule.
I'm speechless, to be frank with you. I feel like I was just in the White House press corps press room.
Actually, I was trying to channel my inner NCAA president.
That was embarrassing. So what exactly are you going to prep for the team you broadcast for?
Week of the game. I'm trying to take the Steve Jones approach.
I did my prep back in May.